Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. As fantastic and unpredictable as the Count of Monte Cristo himself was the genius who created him, Alexandre Dumas. A writer of amazing energy and monumental achievements, he often displayed a childish vanity and delighted to be known as a man of the world, a Beau Brummel. To protect his pride, he once fought a duel, attacking his opponent furiously, while with his free hand he struggled to hold up his trousers, which persisted in slipping down. For a pet, he selected a vulture, parading him on the streets like a peacock, until the vicious bird turned on him and took a piece out of his leg. Dumas made fortune after fortune, threw each one blissfully away, and died penniless. His novel, The Count of Monte Cristo, appeared only a few months after The Three Musketeers. It was like writing an Anthony adverse and following it up with Gone with the Wind. In play form, Monte Cristo ran here and abroad for 39 years. Twice a motion picture, The Count of Monte Cristo comes to you with a star-spangled cast, headed by Robert Montgomery. His ability to assume a wide range of character types makes him one of the screen's most applauded actors and especially equipped for the title role tonight. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio, his latest picture is Fast and Loose. As Mercedes, we welcome back a superb artist in Josephine Hutchinson. Louis Stone, beloved veteran of countless films, is Abbé Faria. And our trio of conspirators is composed of those three experts, Lloyd Nolan as Danglars, Sidney Blackmer as Mondego, and Paul Lucas in the role of de Villefort. And now for the play. The Lux Radio Theater presents Robert Montgomery and Josephine Hutchinson in The Count of Monte Cristo with Lloyd Nolan, Sidney Blackmer, and Paul Lucas.